I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress back to order. Are there any reports of select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met again, and we are reporting ONCA 1939, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building to the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsors, Congresswoman Stabler, co-sponsors Eli Potts, Scott Big Horse, Alice Goodfox, Brandy Lemon, John Maker, Archie Mason, Angela Pratt, and Joe Tillman. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1949, an act to amend 25 ONC section 6101, 6102, 6103, 6104, and 6106 to remove void provisions and language referring to improvements, to limit the fund to new assets and construction only, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is RJ Walker. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1951, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide supplemental appropriations in the amount of $2,708,437 and appropriation reductions in the amount of $5,274,250 to departments and programs in the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1957, an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A101, 1A104, 1A105, 1A108, and 1A109 to insert new sections at 15 ONC sections 1A112 through 1A115 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1958, an act to repeal 15 ONC section 2201, 2202, 2203, and 2204 as they are placed in amended form in a separate section of the code and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1959, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,775 for the purchase of the Grayhurst School Building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCR 1915, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCR 1917, the resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Next, we are on bills and resolutions on third reading. Just like to remind everybody that we have approximately 15 of these to go through this evening. We'll start with bill number ONCA 1939, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building to the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, how would you like to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Thank you, Speaker. The first thing I'd like to do is thank everyone at this table for co-sponsoring this bill. It's a huge day for the Pawhuska Village and a real exciting day for me because I started with the village in the 90s, and I've been chair out there for over 10 years as my period of time out there, and then was able to advance to Congress. And so now to be on the initial end of creating this and creating this fund for them is exciting for us. I know we're the last building, and there was no problem in waiting to be the last building, but now we have a long grocery list as a result of it to go forward with. So I'm excited for them to go into their process of getting their design done, and it's gonna be a great time. This all of this work, from our guest arbors to our arbor to our community building, is our future, because it's what protects us as the culture. We are the culture. And so it gives us hopes that with these new steel buildings, there'll be maybe 50 to 70 years worth of building that's going on. This last little building has lasted us 50 years. And my grandmother was on that committee, so I'm excited to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler?
I'll waive.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 19-39 pass?
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1939 will be advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1946. An act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for conceptual design for the Osage Nation Museum expansion and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll reserve my time to close.
Are there any other Congress members who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Walker?
I'll waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 19-46 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1946 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1947, an act to amend 25 ONC section 6-101, 6-102, 6-103, 6-104, and 6-106 to remove void provisions and language referring to improvements, to limit the fund to new assets and construction only, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll reserve my time to close.
Are there any other Congress members who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Walker?
Waive my time.
The question is, shall bill number ONCA 19-47 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Gitfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1947 will be passed to enrollment. Next is ONCA 19-49, an act to authorize and appropriate $455,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed? Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I'll be brief. I want to open up by saying there is a companion bill to this appropriation bill that follows the vote. It's the number is 1950. On its face and what this bill wants to do, I support this appropriation. And I think that part of it's going to be used for our Heritage Center that's in need of repair and to be shored up. I do want to explain my vote, though. At this time, I'm going to vote no for this appropriation bill because the underlying bill that creates this fund has requirements that we just are probably going to pass out as soon as this one passes that weren't, the provisions were not met. So for that reason alone, not that I don't support this appropriation and I'm not going to discourage anybody else from voting yes on this, personally, I'll be a no vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other members of Congress wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
I'd just like to thank the executive branch for working with me on this legislation. So right after Gray Horse, even though there were a lot of us that were exhausted, we came into work on Monday and I spent 10 hours working on this legislation with the executive branch. Congressman Walker joined me for some of those meetings. It went through the committee process, it was passed out. So I think that this is going to make things easier for the executive branch of government to take care of Osage Nation owned businesses or Osage Nation owned buildings that we own. We have the Heritage Center down the street where our language is, where a lot of our classes that meet there that are the cultural classes for beating and other singing class. They're in need of a roof. We have a lot of employees down there, so I would encourage you to vote yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Question is, shall bill number ONCA 19-49 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There's also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1949 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 19-50, an act to establish a revolving fund for improvements of Osage Nation property and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 1950 pass?
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1950 passes. There's also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The effective date passes. ONCA 1950 will be advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1951, an act to amend ONCA 18-48 to provide supplemental appropriations in the amount of $2,708,437 and appropriation reductions in the amount of $5,274,000 to the departments and programs in the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll pass.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Wait my time.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 19-51 pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There's also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1951 will be advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1952. An act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide supplemental appropriations in the amount of $5,019,079 and appropriation reductions in the amount of $3,374,370 to departments and programs of the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just encourage a yes vote on this legislation. I know that the Appropriations Committee met before session to consider many of these items. These are the requests that had come over from the executive branch for clarification, and appreciate the committee working hard on this, and you got a good bill in front of you. Thanks.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCA 1952 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1952 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1952 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1953, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $168,240 to the Education Partnership Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I yield my time.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 1953 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1953 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
The opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1953 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1954, an act to amend the Education Partnership Fund to provide for educational materials and services and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Are there any other members Congress who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I yield my time.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 1954 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1954 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1954 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1957, an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-101, 1A-104, 1A-105, 1A-108, and 1A-109 to insert new sections at 15 ONC section 1A-112 through 1A-115 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll split my time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has received quite a bit of work in the last couple of days, but I think at its core, it makes good on a commitment from this body to remove the necessity to appropriate non-tribal funding. I think that that's been a headache for this body. I think that's been a headache for the executive branch. And I think that this legislation provides some alleviation of that. I think it allows the executive branch more authority and more ability to be able to execute their budget with regard to non-tribal funds. It further provides clarification to the officials charged with executing the law. One thing is certain, we've heard in this session, we need to be more clear, we need to have better understanding of the law. We've gone through great lengths to make sure that we've been as clear as we can possibly be in some of these sections of law. So again, I'd like to thank the committee. We've put a lot of hard work in on this, a lot of members of the Congress who have just been party to the conversation. I appreciate it. And I think that this is a step in the right direction, and there may be more work after this. I anticipate there will be. But it's a step in the right direction, and I think that it's one that we can all support right now.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, attendees in the audience. I will be brief also. I do appreciate the work the committee has done on this bill. It went back to committee today and was discussed at further length. I support 99% of this bill. However, there is some language in here that I cannot support. I cannot stand up here and support it today. And there's been talk about it needing to be more clear. There's something that's really vague in this particular piece of legislation, and it has to do with a couple of places in here where it talks that the Appropriations Committee will submit from time to time the Osage Nation to the Osage Nation Congress by the Appropriations Committee certain reports. To me, that's vague. Extremely vague. We put other laws out, legislation out there, and asked the chief to sign it that has a lot of limitations on it that says we need something within 10 days, we need something by July 15th. If we're going to do it for everybody else and we expect everybody else to want to have limitations and we want them to have that, we should set them on ourselves also. So I will not be supporting it for that. That is one reason why. Another reason why is because I believe that we appropriate to the executive branch. I don't believe we appropriate to what used to be used as a division, which a division is within the executive branch. And there's language in this particular piece of legislation, unfortunately, that says we're appropriating to departments and programs, or we will be, and it says it more than once in this piece of legislation. And I feel that I cannot, in good faith, vote for this because the department and programs are within the executive branch, and the Standing Bear versus Pratt decision clearly states that Congress's role is to appropriate operating funds to the branches. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To address the concerns that were raised, this bill does not change the language from time to time. That bill was included in ONCA 1652 and has been law since April of 2016. So this bill does not seek to amend that specific language that is already in law. And that does not change by action of ONCA 1957. In addition, ONCA 1951 and ONCA 1952 that this body just appropriated money to. ONCA 1951, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide supplemental appropriations to the amount of $2,708,437 and appropriation reductions in the amount of $5,274,000 to the departments and programs in the executive branch. ONCA 1952 states the amounts to the departments and programs in the executive branch. And I believe, haven't had a chance to look it up, but that language is very similarly placed in 1848. I don't know that this is a new practice. I don't know that that's vague. And I think that it provides exactly the clarification that the treasurer and other officials of this nation have been asking for. So I would encourage support of this bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCA 1957 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Oh.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1957 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1957 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1958, an act to repeal 15 ONC section 2-201, 2-202, 2-203, and 2-204, as they are placed in amended form in a separate section of the code to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members of Congress who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As stated in committee, this bill has not seen a whole lot of attention. We addressed it fairly quickly because it's rather simple. But to the public, I did want to clarify, all this does is repeal language in another section of OSIGNATION code that was included in the previous bill that we just voted on. So, ONCA 1958 is placed in ONCA 1957. So I yield my time to the speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1958 pass?
Congressman Mason? Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1958 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1958 will advance to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1959. An act to authorize and appropriate $1,775 for the purchase of the Gray Horse School building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, how would you like to proceed?
I'd like to close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Lemon.
I yield my time.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 1959 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1959 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1959 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1914. A resolution to authorize and approve a charter of Bacon College as a tribal college by the Osage Nation to request the American Indian Higher Education Consortium to approve Bacon College as a tribal college and to encourage the continued future financial support of Bacon College through donations. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of Congress, those at home listening in. Our main focus here as members of the Osage Nation Congress, as we all know, is to do the business of our great Osage Nation. But once in a while, something comes along where we can make all Indian nations advance in education and better themselves so the Indian people can have a good jobs and good occupations to take care of their families. And this is one of those. For those that weren't here or didn't get to hear Mr. Professor Clark, Dr. Clark, when he was here and made a presentation, it was very knowledgeable, and I think everybody here learned a lot about Indian education charters. I know I did. And I've been to boarding Indian schools. But I'll tell you this, whenever you can do something that will make all Indian peoples proud and have a place to come and get educated, I mean, you're doing a great thing. And that's what we have before us today, this resolution. You're not just helping our Osage people, you're helping all Indian people. So I encourage you, please, let's do something for all Indian nations and support this resolution. I thank you. I spoke.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. The question is, shall ONCR 1914 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Abstain.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1914 will advance to enrollment.
Thank you, Congress.
Next is ONCR 1915, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Staber.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall resolution number 1915 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1915 will advance to enrollment. Lastly, ONCR 1917, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution seems pretty simple on its face, but I think it provides great direction for our nation heading forward into the fiscal year 2020. Not only does it act on ONCA 1957 that we passed just a moment ago by removing non-tribal funds for the first time, it also establishes budgetary outlays in a resolution as required by 15 ONC 1A 104E. And I think that these budgetary outlays are a very good guide on where budgets need to be submitted on July 15th if we are in hopes of coming in under projected revenue. Included in these numbers is the mandate from 15 ONC 1A 104E to not exceed 98% of projected revenue. That's why I say these numbers are important, because these numbers that are in this resolution already have that 2% backed out of tribal projected revenue. If we ignore these numbers and accept a budget on July 15th, we are setting ourselves up for failure. And we are setting ourselves up to break a law that we passed months ago, in ONCA 1940. This resolution is exactly what it is. It's on paper. But the information contained in it is that important. It's providing direction, and I think it's putting the nation on the right path. So I encourage support and appreciate your support.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall ONCR 1917 pass?
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1917 will be advanced to enrollment. Next, we are on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, briefly, I'd like to notice, Congress, that it's come to my mind that we have not yet to appoint a member to the Investment Management Committee. Is that the name of the committee? So I'd like the speaker maybe to send us all an email to give us a reminder that we need to, however you want to proceed with that, we need to get that position filled. I think it's a very important position for this body to have our member on that committee. So just wanted to put you on notice.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you.
Any other members' motions and notices? I have one. First of all, I'd just like to start off and thank the members of Congress for your hard work and your dedication to the business affairs of the Osage Nation. As we first started 6 days ago, I know that there were many members of us here who have taken exceptional good care of our culture. You were called in to perform your duties as a congressman, a congresswoman, and you came and you did what was necessary to get us through this session. And I applaud you and I thank you, especially the members of the Appropriations Committee. I know you worked extremely hard, also with Congresswoman Goodfox, all the members of that Appropriation Committee. I sat here and I watched that committee have discussions in a very respectable, in a very professional manner. And I appreciate that very, very much. And I appreciate the executive branch and their input, as well as Treasurer Littleton, as the Comptroller Fox, also Mr. Johnson, and Jody Rivard. I know there were some very good, in-depth, difficult discussions, and I know they will continue, but I was very, very pleased with what I heard in the conduct of those committees, and I applaud the Appropriations Committee and Chairman Potts in your efforts. As we move forward, before we close, was brought to my attention that we had a couple of congressmen that had a recognition, and I'd like to, there's a plaque here that was received, and I would like to read this. It is the annual, and I apologize if I don't do this the proper justice, but it is the annual scholarship banquet that was attended by Congressman Big Horse and Congressman Mason. The Christian Ministers Alliance Incorporated Tulsa Chapter, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration Society, the Black Firefighters of Tulsa, presented to Scott Bickhorse, Archie Mason, Congressman, presented this 22nd day of June 2019 in the year of our Lord, Reverend W.R. Casey Jr., CMA President, Mr. Please Thompson, President NAACP Tulsa Chapter, and Mr. Anthony Payne, President of the Black Firefighters of Tulsa. And as Speaker of this Congress, Congressman Big Horse and Congressman Mason recognize you and applaud you. Lastly, I would like to thank the staff here, congressional staff. And I'd like to just recognize, before the staff, Benny Palaka, thank you for putting up with us again. Thank you for your efforts, Benny. Thank you for being here. I'd also like to thank legal analyst Trey Gill for his efforts, his expertise. And we appreciate you very much. For budget analyst Megan Sneed, I know she's not here, but would like to thank her as well. Also like to thank Ms. Haney for your technical audio visual support. And also like to thank Tynesy Fish for her efforts and dedication and being here and keeping us in order and keeping us fed and et cetera, et cetera. Thank you very much. Also like to thank Mr. Lou Brock for his sergeant-at-arms responsibilities and all of the many things that encompass that. And lastly, I would like to thank, and I think I've got everybody, I would like to thank, Casey, I've already thanked you. I would like to thank Dana Morrow. Dana, you have been exceptional. You've been... Dana, you have, I don't have enough words to praise you and describe you, but you've been excellent. And I appreciate that. And your effort goes above and beyond. I know you got here many times at 7 in the morning and didn't get out till 10 in the evening. I saw you Saturday again on your day off down here preparing. I know you got here at 8 this morning. I know I'm going to send you home as soon as we turn the lights off here when we're done. You helped me get through my first session as speaker, and you were phenomenal. You were excellent, and we kept the mistakes to a minimum. And I just appreciate you very, very much. And so we've got you a little something here.
Aww.
Dana, if you would come up, we'd like to give you some from the body of Congress, the 6th Osage Nation Congress. This little flower arrangement is a token of appreciation. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to adjourn the session.
There is a motion, second by Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Zonzoli.
We are adjourned.
Shout out.